Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Friday, our day for prayer and reflection. This week we've been talking about the story of the Tower of Babel. As we take time to pray and reflect about it, if you've never prayed before, don't worry. I'll suggest some topics you can pray for following our usual pattern of adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. We'll tell God something about himself, we'll say sorry for something, thank you, and then we'll ask for something. I'll leave some silence after each suggestion, where you can talk to God, either out loud or quietly, whatever makes sense for you where you are at the time. Now to get us ready for that, we'll take some quiet time to focus our thoughts on God. There'll just be some silence here, where you can close your eyes, or just turn down the radio, focus on God. Well, we start with adoration, addressing our prayer to the God who created us, who loves us, who protects us, even from ourselves. It's not the kind of God who just leaves us behind and forgets about us when we mess up, but a God who sticks with us and helps us despite our failings. Well, now in confession, we apologize for those times where we have not thought as much of God as we should and have thought more of ourselves. We can think of ourselves in all kinds of ways. We can put ourselves before the needs of others. We can treat ourselves as if we're the center of the universe instead of God. Whatever that looks like in your life, whatever evidence you've seen of that in the last week, just confess it before God now and ask for forgiveness. Well, now in thanksgiving, let's thank God for his care and provision for us, his protection of us, even against ourselves, both in the immediate, as we saw in this particular story, God scattering people around the earth to protect them from themselves, but then in the larger sense as well, that God had a plan and executed that plan through Jesus. Well, now in supplication, let's ask God to direct us to himself when we need help, when we need meaning, when we need care, not to ourselves. Ask him to teach you how to make his name great and not just your own. To be willing to sacrifice your reputation, your personal brand for a greater good. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week. We'll see you next week as we carry on in our series, Epic, on Jesus in the Old Testament. In the meantime, though, we have a day for rest, Saturday, and then a day for community, Sunday. We have a brand new Christian community you can come check out this Sunday, February 8th, called The Family Room. We meet in Ajax. You can find more information at redeemerajax.ca. Learn all about this new intergenerational worshiping community. Hope you can join us. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you here on Monday. Bye for now.